Let's face it, romantic relationships tend to consume much of our collective emotional energy. Sometimes we don't know where to find the answers. I mean, heck, often I don't even know the questions.
Why is it important for women to support other women? Because it's what the guys do.
A couple of years ago, I launched Pink Wisdom in my living room here in New York City.
The best relationship advice I ever received was actually when I was married. I am happily divorced now.
To create a space for lovelorn women to discuss relationships, love, sex, breakups.
How do men respond to strong women and how does it affect?
How do you get your self-esteem and your confidence back?
All that good stuff. I would bring in these incredible relationship experts to answer questions and offer advice based on their experiences.
One of the best pieces of advice that I have ever received is actually from my mom.
After you have been dumped, the best way to get your self-esteem back is to fall in love with your own life.
So not only do I get to ask these experts the questions that you would be asking them if you were to meet them in person, I get to pass on all their well-earned words of wisdom to you.
I am enough. I am worthy of love.
Hey everyone, it's Allison Chase. Welcome back to the podcast. So as many of you know, we have moved the Pink Wisdom offices to Paris for the fall, and we're absolutely loving every second of that. And most of all, we're happy to be back here with you recording this podcast from this fabulous studio here in Paris, France. And this is part of a 3 or 4 part series on dating in the City of Lights. So I've gathered together some of my girlfriends here in Paris to give us some tips and hear some of their experiences of what it's like dating here in Paris. All right. So Coco, who is Coco?
Well, Coco Clicks is the owner and founder of Travelure, which is a boutique travel and events planning service based in Paris. I service overseas clients, usually from the United States, when they have some kind of creative trip or special event that they want to celebrate in France or Europe.
Do any of your clients ever want to come over and meet guys?
Yes, they do.
What do you advise them?
I advise them to put themselves on travel mode on Bumble so that they can scope out a couple guys before they get here, and then they have a date ready when they arrive.
What is the dating situation in Paris right now?
You know, I can only speak for my personal dating situation, which the current situation is clear the decks.
Clear the decks.
Mm-hmm. Decks are clear.
So it's a clean slate.
Yeah, totally clean slate right now.
And does that mean you are back on the apps? What's the app situation in Paris?
I've had a good luck with Bumble. Mm-hmm. I think I started on Tinder and decided that that was junk and then went to Bumble. I've had pretty good luck on Bumble over the past couple years of singlehooddom that I've experienced and enjoyed. I will go on Bumble for a couple weeks, discover a couple men, and go on a couple dates, and that leads to something or nothing. And then I might take a break for a couple months, or maybe I'll be in a relationship where I'll date these guys or guy for a couple months.
So Bumble's the hot app. Tinder's here. What about Hinge?
You know, I don't know about Hinge. I mean, I know about it, but I haven't tried it. So maybe I'll try that on my next round.
I'm going to like throw out some cliches and tell me what you think. There's no drawn out courtship. In other words, if the first date's going well, there's going to be a second one. That sort of means you're dating.
Maybe this is something that I'm still learning because I think I kind of have my own way of dating. And I don't know if it fits the French way or not, but I think that it doesn't really matter because it's my way of dating. I think it also depends on the guy and how he makes me feel. If I'm feeling comfortable with him, then maybe there's a shorter courtship. But if I'm not, maybe there's a longer courtship. You know, it sort of depends.
So you haven't found this stereotype of French guys that once they kiss you, in their mind, it means that we're a couple.
I mean, he might think that. I feel like there's definitely a difference in the American and French way of thinking about dating, whereas in American thinking, and at least in my way of thinking too, a girl or a guy can date several people. That doesn't mean that they're sleeping together. That doesn't mean that there's any expectation. That doesn't mean that there's any, like, girlfriend, boyfriend kind of understanding. They're just dating. They're getting to know people like you would with a friend. And then you decide to go further or not. Whereas I don't think that happens so much in French dating.
Tell me about that.
Well, I think that when I explain to guys that I'm dating other men, they're kind of put off by that or they're kind of confused by that. So has it been a problem for me? I don't know. But this is how I'm doing it, mm-hmm. You know?
Do you think that French men are a little old-fashioned?
I don't know if I would call it old-fashioned. I think that it's just maybe a different traditionalism or a different mindset, because actually the same thing is happening. Because look, in American dating world, the guy is dating different women, right? Mm-hmm. He may or may not be sleeping with him depending on his own personal code about that, right? Whereas in France, that his French counterpart has his girlfriend that maybe he's only been on 3 dates with,
right?
But then he's got the other girl that he's got on the side that he's considering like his mistress kind of girl, right? So the same thing is happening, but we're calling it different things.
Ah, very interesting. Yeah, because, you know, you always think of the French guy who's married, who's got his mistress. So you're saying the French guy that you're dating also has his little side
yes.
dish.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. What's going on with smoking on dates?
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting thing. I've had a series of men that I've dated where I'm a smoker and I admit that I'm a smoker. And they are like part-time smokers. Like they love smoking with me, but they don't consider themselves a smoker, which is totally fine with me because I'm a smoker, but I'm a little light smoker. So I don't want somebody who's like really smoky. But at the same time, I want somebody who can also enjoy an occasional cigarette with me, which works perfectly. So more of those kind of guys, please.
But it's more acceptable here in France, obviously, than it is in America.
I think it's maybe more acceptable, depends on also the age group. Also, I think it's maybe more flexible. Like, you don't have to be a smoker or a non-smoker. You can just be a person who smokes sometimes when they feel like it or not or whenever.
Let's talk romance.
Okay.
Have you found that Frenchmen are more romantic than their American counterparts?
I have not met a man who has been too romantic for me. To be fair, I only date Frenchmen. So maybe, you know, it's like I'm comparing apples to apples.
Ah, good point. Good point. When you are having a meal or you're meeting for a first date, in America, we girls, we know we like just meet for a quick drink for maybe an hour. Is it different in France or in Paris when you go on a date? Does the guy expect you to take your time to slow down and enjoy a meal together, wine, coffee, dessert, maybe taking a walk? Have you noticed a difference?
I think that is a general expectation that you can have with French people across the board in romance, friendship, just any kind of situation, especially when it comes to around food. You take your time. You
yes.
enjoy. And then you have a walk afterwards.
You enjoy the pleasures. How do you think that French men view beauty?
I think I'd like to think that they see that there's beauty beyond the surface, or beauty to them can be something more integral, a holistic kind of beauty. You know, it's not necessarily just the surface. I think that there's something more like the spirit, the connection, and the intelligence, or just the feeling that you have with that person. The way that maybe if you were going to do an across-the-board comparison to like French female film stars to American female film stars, the Americans are going to have a lot more plastic surgery because that's more important in that market.
Mm-hmm. It feels like men appreciate natural beauty or aging beauty in a way that we're not finding in America.
That may be true. I think that you probably have a better experience of that comparison than I do because—
You're not there yet.
No, I've been entrenched here in France for so long, and I don't date American men.
On that note, kind of flipping the script, why does a French man want to date an American woman?
I don't really know, but they do. It does happen. I don't know, for some weird reason. Maybe, you know, we hear a French accent and we think it's very sexy. And apparently this is – I know this is very hard to believe, but apparently French men hear an American accent in French and think that it's sexy, which I find really hard to believe.
On that note, how much is the language a barrier?
It is kind of a barrier. Like I've ruled out, you know, when I'm on the app and I'm kind of – I talk with the guy, text him with the guy for a while. I'm texting with the guy to find out how good is his English, because seduction is in the language. So if their English is not good enough to really communicate, where I feel free to, like, use the vocabulary that I'm gifted with to, like, really connect with them, then – I know it's not really going to go anywhere, so then I cut it off.
You're like missing the little nuances and the little witticisms and that sort of thing.
Yes.
Have you found that that's difficult to find a French man who's has that kind of fluency in English?
You know, I can't really say that there's been a guy who I wished spoke French better and otherwise I would have been with him, like that was the deal breaker. I tend to find that the men who have very good English skills are the kind of men that I like to date. Who are international, well-educated, kind of, you know, cosmopolitan and...
Have jobs,
yeah.
That's always a good thing.
Mm-hmm. And they have to speak English at their job or their work, their business, you know.
So when it doesn't work out, how does a relationship end with a French guy? Is ghosting alive and well?
Ghosting is alive and well, and sadly... You know, I can't really say that I can see a clear pattern about how the French guy breaks up. I guess I can consider myself fortunate that I haven't had that much experience in that. More often, I'm the one seeing that, okay, there's like a limit where we can go. I break it off pretty quickly because I'm looking for a relationship, a long-term relationship. So when I see that, okay, this is where the limit is, then I kind of cut it off. Mm-hmm. So I can tell you how I break up with a guy. If it's just been a couple of dates and I can see it's going to go nowhere, then I say, you know, it was lovely spending time with you and getting to know you a little bit, but I can see that this is not going to be like a love match for me. You're a wonderful person and I wish you the best. I wanted to say that because I'm putting it out there into the universe, hoping that, you know, this is what I would want to hear if the position was reversed. You know, nobody likes to get ghosted. I think that's so childish, you know, and we're all adults here. So, you know, I'm just putting it out there. Like, that's what I would like to hear if the tables were reversed. Mm. And I hope that everyone has the maturity and decency to say that to the person that they need to break up with.
That's lovely. How is it received?
Sometimes silence, which is fine. Sometimes, like, you know, gratitude that, okay, well, thanks for letting me know. Sometimes they get angry, but you know what? I can't control people's reaction. All I can do is try to show up and be the best person I can be.
Coco, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your own pink wisdom and your insights here on the podcast. Pink Wisdom is produced by me, Allison Chase, edited by Tom Carman in New York City, and recorded by Thomas Gabriel at Angle Recording Studios in Paris, France.